What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison Murray, and I am your girl behind the mic. For this week's episode, I gave you guys a look into my new web series, In the Mix with Madison Murray, as I got to interview hip-hop collective Black Syndicate about the release of their new album, Herbs and Other Elements, which dropped yesterday. So if you guys need some new hip-hop, some new soul you want to put into your playlist, I would definitely recommend you go check that out. It was my privilege to interview them a day before the album, and as they told me about the creative process, some of their favorite tracks off the album, how they formed as a collective, and many, many more. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. I now present to you In the Mix with Black Syndicate. So how did you guys even pick the name Black Syndicate? Where did that come from?
Kennedy thought of the name.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were just shooting the breeze. I remember were we all together?
We were all together.
I was just thinking, I was like, what's something that's probably not been taken? Something that could represent all of us as a collective? It's like, what about Black Syndicate? That's how we came up with it. I don't think there was any other like runner-up names that we had.
And then I came up with the spelling.
Yeah.
It's really dope.
It was really all of us like in my suite in like villages, like just in there fucking throwing like, dang, okay, what name? What we about to call this? And Kenny was just like, what about Black Syndicate? And we was like, is that taken? That sounds like something that already exists. And we found out it was a motorcycle gang in like Ohio.
Yeah.
And we was like, you know what? It's okay, we'll just, you know, they don't need it.
It's not the same. That's why we changed the spelling. We made it
as long as the spelling is not the same, I think we'll be alright. You know,
y'all are so hilarious. So, how did you guys form? Because it's a lot of y'all. So, I'm really interested in to knowing how did you guys find each other on that big, big campus.
Yeah, that's facts. Like, really, what happened was I met 47 and I met Moto in two separate instances. This nigga Moto came up to me on the, like, I kid you not, I was walking on campus and this man was like, hey, who does your locks? and I was like, I do it myself or something. You know, he was like, yeah, I just like my locks, blah, blah, blah. So we ended up linking up one day for me to do his locks and I just showed him my music and he was like, oh, I make music too. And then we just ended off. He introduced me to Q, who was his sweet mate at the time. And then, you know, I met Afronomical when he pulled up to the session with him. Like, yeah, that's my man. He rap too. I met 47 in class. Me and him had class together. And I was like, I spit in front of the class. And then he was like, yeah, man, I got music too. And then we, like, kind of exchanged information. And then I just kind of got, in the beginning, it was just us four. And I kind of got us all together in a room and was like, let's just do it. And then we met Rel this year, you know what I'm saying? We found him at, I think we met Rel, well, I met Rel.
I came to y'all at the AO.
It was a
poetry night.
Yeah. We had a feature with Aguilar Poetry Society.
I wasn't supposed to be there.
I'm weak.
That's how it just gets.
Yeah.
And then we met Lee because me and 47 got a class, you know what I'm saying, with her. And we was like, yeah. We've been saying for a while that we needed a singer, a dope female singer, and we were just very excited when we found Lee, and she, you know, was down to join the group. So that's how Black Syndicate became what it is now. You know, we're still growing in numbers. We have many.
It's hella niggas behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We like Wu-Tang thing, but you only gonna see us at the forefront.
Yeah, that's facts. Because we got other people that, like, help us out with, like, photography and, like, just help us get our things together when we need it, like shows.
Just know that the amount of niggas, if we all try to fit them, we'd be breaking social distance.
Yeah.
That's why they're not here right now.
We're kind of breaking it down here.
That's what I'm at.
Right, it's fine. And then the album comes out tomorrow. Of course, why wouldn't y'all want to be together during the album?
This is true.
Sadly, social distancing has the rest of the crew, you know, not with us right now. But we definitely gonna turn it tomorrow. We definitely excited for it to drop. We put a lot of work into this. You can definitely see the growth from our first project to now. You know what I'm saying? This is like, yeah. We didn't drop a couple of tapes in between.
in between the first project and this one, you know what I'm saying, to give people more songs to bite onto. And we really just been kind of refining the formula, finding ourselves, you know, introducing ourselves as individual artists as well. So,
and you already answered one of my questions. Like you said, this project is different from all the other projects. So what exactly makes it different from the other projects besides the name?
Probably the beat selection. Like, I'll definitely say that our beat selection is different. The way that we cross genres was different this time. We strung for a lot more R&B than we did maybe on the first tape. We, you know what I'm saying, we were looking more in the song structures and, like, how can we showcase everybody on each beat and, like, you know, make sure that we have songs that are, you know, bangers that you can play, like, when you get ready to go to the club, but, like, also something that you can do if you're just chilling, you know. It's, we made sure that the tape was very versatile in that way and, you know, put out a bunch of tracks that we really love and we really, you know, put our best verses on.
I love that. So, who are some of y'all's influences?
We individually got, like, 17 this year.
Wayne, Andre 3000, Mac Dre, Dom Kennedy, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, I can go on.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm a big fan of Devin the Dude. Niggas probably don't know who he is. I'm a big fan of Devin the Dude, Tribe Called Quest, you know what I'm saying? Andre 3000, just the whole Outkast.
You can say Nas. You gotta say Nas, too.
Nas too?
Yeah, Nas.
Not that Nas.
Well, I like this. This is also my favorite rapper too. Moto.
Yeah. Hands down. None of these mainstream rappers got nothing on this nigga right here. What about my mama?
I appreciate it. Alright, my influences range from Cole, Kendrick, Tyler Creator, Frank Ocean, old Kanye.
Of course.
You gotta put the old Kanye. We don't listen to that shit. We don't know what he's talking about now. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, collectively, we all, you know, listen to Cole, Outkast, Sorority. Some influences for me are like X and Childish Gambino and Logic and even old Kanye. Even like old UGK, like just a whole bunch of like Southern hip hop too, like T.I., all that, you know what I'm saying? Very, very vast, different. And then we're all from different areas, so it's like we all bring like styles from the areas that we're from into the music as well.
But tell me a little bit about the track list. Like, how long and how in depth did y'all go with this album? Do y'all have any features? I want to know the whole nine.
No features.
I love that.
Not to say that we're not open to features,
focus on the artists that's a part of our group and make sure that we're developing and refining ourselves as artists and like as a group and individuals at the same time. Yeah. So we're not really too focused on like bringing outsiders in, but we're open to it eventually.
Yeah, the track list is actually pretty interesting mix of things because like, you know, we bring you into the tape. It's like, yeah, like, you know, it's very hype energy. The first two songs are like out the gate, just bangers, you know what I'm saying? And then as you get deeper into the tape, you see more introspective flows from us, more things about like relationships and life and just things that we dealing with going through the day to day, you know what I'm saying? So we try to make it very vast as far as like subject matter and like when we talk about like the track list. When we was putting the track list together, we was like, let's just hit them with the bangers out the gate. Like, let's just slap.
Great idea, honestly.
Out the game.
And it's short too. The track list is short. It's not long. It's like what, seven, eight songs.
Yeah.
So you know, short and sweet, but it'll give you a taste of everybody. So yeah.
I love that. No features. I honestly love that so much. My next question I had for y'all was, give me y'all's favorite track off the album. I know y'all don't want to say too much now because it drops tomorrow, but right, if you had to pick a favorite, what's your favorite off the album?
The last track is my favorite.
Look, I'm biased against the first one because the first one was like my first shit on the mixtape, so it's like that's dear to my heart. Yeah, but the last shit was the last shit was heat. Last heat.
Now last one, that shit slaps. Woo.
Yeah, that's just slaps. Everybody's in for a surprise.
Definitely. I'm so ready to hear it. I can't wait. I know I'm already going to be on my page just blasting y'all's music. I might, you know, make a hair video if y'all let me.
We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, by all means, use whatever music you feel like for your projects and things like that. Like
we promote healthy living, so that's good. That's good.
Is that what the name for the tape came from? Promoting healthy living?
We a bunch of
niggas.
The next project. Is that what I'm hearing?
To making music together. That's why I think this project is so special, because, you know, we saw what we have to do as Black Sydney Kid to drive more heat, you know what I'm saying? So
are we going to get a possible tour when this is over?
I mean, we hope so. We had some shows lined up before Rona that just came through and fucked us up, but, you know, we look forward to bouncing back from this and going back to performing, because, man, the live shows are just crazy. Like, the energy, like, the amount, like, especially when we all on stage, is really just a moment, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely looking forward to that and doing some more of our own shows too, because we threw a couple last year. We want to keep the momentum going, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got some shows lined up.
I love being in y'all's audience. Like, it's literally the best thing ever. I'm going to encourage everybody to download this album. I am super duper excited for this release.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad Corona didn't stop y'all from releasing this.
Oh, yeah.
Corona wasn't about that. Corona ain't got nothing on BS. He's
Corona
helped us make it because it freed so much time.
We was able to finish up the last, like, little bits of the tape right when they canceled classes. We was like, all right, man. And we definitely, like, made sure we got in the studio, finished verses, finished songs. That's really when the latter part of the tape, like, was getting finished, was, like, right when, you know, we got out of classes, and then we was like, bam, we just hit the ground running, and, you know, we was able to finish the tape and, you know, be able to release it in this time, so.
Thank y'all so much. That was all the questions I had for y'all. I'm so excited about tomorrow's release. I can't say it enough, and I can't thank y'all enough for being my first guest on this web series.
Thank y'all so much.
And when any of y'all drop individually, please hit me up. I would love to bring y'all back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much. BS. Right. Wait, can I say that?
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much. I'm gonna end it right here.
All right. Peace.
If you enjoyed today's episode, I encourage you to download Herbs and Other Elements by Black Syndicate, available on all platforms. And if you are also an artist, entrepreneur, or you have anything you would like to promote, or if you would just like to come on my platform and talk to me, don't be hesitant. Definitely DM me at The Majestic Mix on Instagram, or you can send me a quick little email and let's get to chatting. And so that's all I have for today's episode, guys. I love you all so, so much. Thank you so much for the support, and y'all be good now, okay? All right. Bye, y'all. See y'all next week.